This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Friday, September 29th. Traders still trying to find a level in cattle futures. With more from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklovic.
Cattle futures were mixed and traded both sides of unchanged here on Thursday. We had a sharp sell-off early in the week. Monday and Tuesday, we saw some big downward pressure as a result of a very bearish cattle on feed report from USDA this past Friday. So Wednesday and Thursday here, we've kind of stabilized here for the most part. Cash trade has been mostly lacking. We haven't really seen much this week. We had an attempt at a cash trade on the Fed Cattle Exchange yesterday. I don't believe we saw anything change hands. We'll see what develops here in the country. I think given the big sell-off in the futures earlier this week, a steady cash trade would be a victory for the bulls in this market. We were mostly 108 in most areas last week, so if we were able to stay steady, I'd say that'd be a positive sign.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 6.5 at 455. December corn was down 1.5 at 352¾. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day down 6.5, ranging from 530 to 545. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 6, ranging from 573 to 608. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 4¾, ranging from 755 to 775. Live cattle for October were up 40 cents at 109.05. September feeder cattle are up 37.5 cents to 152.75. And October Class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 1630. From the Ag Information Network at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.